The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America.
Economy, got it.
Survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com with Aaron Dakins. Aaron, I have in my hands a very small box. It literally is the volume of a pack of cigarettes. That is the volume. It's shaped a little differently, but it's that volume. It contains 40 cartridges, 45.56 millimeter ball cartridges for an AR-15. I want to be very careful when I say this. Our power grid is unprotected. And that little box of cartridges, and I think at one time you could buy them for 30 cents a round.
Yeah,
so
a long time ago.
30. Yeah, about $12 for that. That's probably what I paid for it, about $12 for that box. I am not recommending anybody, please don't do this, okay? All I'm saying is that ammunition, 40 rounds, just 40 rounds, the volume of a pack of cigarettes could do so much destruction. I'll bet you, well, no, I'm not going to say that. It is conceivable that that's all it would be necessary with someone who knew exactly what he was doing or she was doing to seriously disrupt our power grid to the point where we might not be able to recover. I'm very serious about that. You know, the transformers that failed, like the ones on a power pole, you know, they're available. Those round cans, those drums, they're available. There are lots of those in storage. But the other transformers, those great big ones that you see inside a chain-link fenced area, those transformers are unique. They are engineered for that exact location. And there's only one of them. And there is no warehouse where you go and say, oh, geez, the transformer blew. We'll go get another one. No. That's why some of these power failures take so long to repair. And these really, really large ones take 2 years. There's a 2-year lead time to get another one. So if someone knew what they were doing, they could really, seriously terrorize the United States of America with something as simple as a small rifle fire. And I'm not advocating anyone does. I mean, seriously, it'd mess up the whole country. But what I am saying is we need better protection. We need better protection so that those kinds of things don't happen.
Well, what you're also illustrating is the fragility of our power grid in itself.
Yes.
It's totally. Look at the computer systems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's very, very fragile. It's very antiquated, too. It needs to be revamped. Instead of maybe all of these electric companies and all of their bigwigs, instead of maybe them taking home, I don't know, hundreds, millions of dollars of profits, how about we put it back into the grid?
Well, that is my plan. My plan is, you know, in Missouri, we enjoy among the lowest electric rates in the country. Now, my plan is not to be among the lowest. My plan is to be the lowest. And we can be the lowest if we are efficiently operated and we can be well protected from EMPs, solar storms, and those kinds of things. We can protect ourselves from that. And why not lead by example? So that is why I'm interested in running for the board of directors, to make sure that someone doesn't take a box of these cartridges and knock out the electricity for our service area. That's something I'm very interested in. Ted from Chicago, you're on with Aaron Dakins and me, Vin Finelli. Welcome.
Hello. Hi, Vince. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My name is Ted. I have a problem. I can't get went to some doctors. I can't get no medical help. I was wondering, does U.S. Prepare have doctors I can go to? I have insurance. I can pay them. And because I had a problem with police brutality and some doctor hospital here, and they won't even acknowledge the damage to my body.
Well, Ted, I can tell you this. Dr. Norman Shealy is on the air with us every Wednesday, unless he's on a seminar where he's training somewhere. Other than that, he's on the air. Dr. Julie Pennick is one of our instructors, and she's absolutely brilliant as well. But Dr. Norman Shealy is not practicing medicine. He's retired, although he does, you know, answer questions. Dr. Julie Pennick in Springfield is practicing, and if you go to Pennick Healthcare, P-E-N-I-C-K, healthcare.com, the contact information is there. She does not take insurance. She is a cash-only doctor. She feels that, why increase her charges by having an insurance company involved? She just charges a small amount, and she'll spend time with you to try to find out what's wrong, and she will prescribe whatever she thinks is best. She's been on the air with us many times. So that's PennickHealthcare.com, P-E-N-I-C-K, healthcare.com. Does that help?
Yes. I want to ask you something else, too. I can help you raise money or help you pay for people pay for memberships if you want.
Well, we'll talk about that off the air, but I'm not interested in raising money and at this point, and I'm not interested in memberships, okay? Hey, Ted, thank you so much. Aaron Dakins. So, you know, we've been talking about the power grid. We've been talking about how fragile it is. We've been talking about how absolutely dependent we are on it. And, you know, if the power were to fail, we, you and I, would not be able to have our broadcasts.
No.
Because, and let's say the power grid were to go down for a while. How would we communicate with Genesis Communications Network? How would that happen? How would they run the equipment, all of that equipment? How would the engineers who are assisting us in the broadcast right this minute, how would Scott sit at his station with his board that's powered by electricity, with all of the connections and tentacles out to the world, you know, to all the feeds that he provides, the satellite feeds and all that? How would that happen without electricity? It wouldn't. And here's another thing. I said to our meetup groups, well, you know, you need to become independent from us as a news source, meaning USA Prepares as a news source, because there will come a point in time when we're not here. And I'm not sure when that is, but, you know, I do a lot of reading of the news, and I do my own analysis of it, and I determine what it means to me, and I report on that. But there will come a point in time when that will not be available. Barry has a switch that he can shut off the Internet. So, you know, Rush Limbaugh, what's he going to do? What's Michael Savage going to do? What is Michael Medved going to do? What's Laura Ingraham going to do? What is Sean Hannity going to do without the Internet? They will not have the news feeds to report on what they think the news means. And neither will we. And we won't have the Internet to disseminate the news. And like this show right now is being recorded. And there's a Ron Gibson. He's a man on the East Coast. He grabs this this broadcast. He puts it on YouTube every day. Faithfully, every day this broadcast is put on YouTube. I've never met the man. He just thinks it's worth doing. I really appreciate it. Thanks so much, Ron, for doing that. But he won't be able to do it either. And the people who go to YouTube to listen to this broadcast and look and learn other things from YouTube won't be able to get to YouTube either. So we are absolutely 100% dependent.
And think about when it goes down, we won't be able to communicate one-on-one with friends, family, that kind of thing. People need to think about that, too. You're going, right now, for power outage, most time your cell phone can at least send text. when this goes down, you're going to have nothing. I mean, you're going to be isolated. And I was talking to a friend of mine last night about prepping, and they live in town. They live in a condo in a pretty good-sized city. They just can't sell the condo. They need. They wanted to buy something out in the country, and I said, look, you may be running out of time. Here's a really good plan for you guys. You know people out in the country. Mm-hmm. Buy a camper. Get a solar generator. It's already wired for 12 volt. It's got everything you need. It's the best solution. Campers are pretty cheap right now.
That's a really good thought. My plan A would be get out of the city and buy some kind of a farm and immediately learn what it's like to be self-sufficient. You know, raise some farm animals. I can have them for food. But, you know, when you live on a farm, you're surrounded by life and death,
uh-huh,
24 hours a day. And the animals die, and it's gut-wrenching, and you're responsible for, you know, if you have them in captivity, like we have cows, and they go anywhere they want on 240 acres, but that's it. And so if I'm keeping them confined to 240 acres, they need to be able to eat and forage and get the food they need, graze, you know, so forth. They need to be able to do that. And so do the other animals who are on the property that are confined. So farming is, there's a lot to it. And you're, believe it or not, we who are farmers are somewhat trapped on the farm. And isn't that true for you, Aaron?
Yes, very.
I mean, I know that you wanted to come out here on July 6th. We had a little get-together with our instructors, and you wanted to come here, but you couldn't leave the farm.
You can't.
Because someone has to take care of the farm.
Yes. That's it. See, in the old days, that's just the way it was. People,
you know,
lived on farms. They stayed on the farm. If they were going somewhere by wagon or, you know, by horse,
mm-hmm,
plan on being gone a week if they're going a long distance, and they had people at the farm to take care of it. You can't just, mm-hmm, leave it. Mm-hmm. It's not like you can go, well, I suppose if you're really wealthy, you could probably board your horses and dogs and cats, but who's got that kind of money? You got to have somebody come into your farm and take care of the animals.
Mm-hmm. And for you and Brad to come out this way, you had to find someone who you trusted, who could literally take care of the lives of your animals. And that was something that you were unable to do at that time. So it's kind of a different lifestyle. But even on the farm, we are dependent on electricity. There's just no two ways about it. But you can reduce your dependence. You can have a manual can opener. You can have a propane gas stove. You can have an ammonia evaporative type refrigerator that does not use a compressor. There are a lot of things that you can do. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Karen Dakins is with me, and we're talking about electricity, and we're talking about preparedness. Karen, on June 29th, 2012, there were some thunderstorms that caused a widespread power outage that affected Maryland, Ohio, Virginia, and West Virginia. The temperatures that followed were in the 100-degree range. 32 people died. So when we say that, you know, there are temperature-related deaths, mm-hmm. That's absolute conclusive proof. 32 people died.
Well, you know, the houses these days, Vinny, they're not built like they used to be. They used to be built so you could get breezes going through. And you would have verandas, and you would have maybe somehow shade, you know, around. They're just not built the same way. You know, we can get a real good cross breeze going in our house, and it's not too bad. But if somebody lives in a really tiny apartment, they don't have that many windows, they're not going to be able to get much of a cross breeze, and they're just going to overheat.
Well, how about schools? Do you remember when schools had those windows with there were aluminum windows, and you would turn two handles, and you could pull the windows in, and you could, from the front of the class all the way to the back of the class, there were windows.
Yeah.
And it was window adjacent to window adjacent to window. It was like a continuous wall of windows, you know, that would let the light in. Schools aren't built that way anymore.
No. The windows don't even open.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So if there's a power failure and the school board, another group of people that you can become part of, is building a school, you can say, wait a minute, what about the windows? Well, we don't need windows because we've got, you know, wouldn't you rather have air conditioning and windows? Sure, that'd be great. However, What happens if the power fails? No school, right? No school. And if you look at the way we're educating our young people today, most of the education revolves around the centerpiece of computer technology. So if you're in history class, you're looking at a computer screen for history information. If you're in math class, you might be doing some remediation on the computer screen. If you're writing your paper, you are typing that into a computer screen via a keyboard. We're hardly using books, pencils, and paper anymore. As a matter of fact, a lot of young people are having trouble writing legibly because they don't do it very often.
It'll probably come to a point where they're not going to teach cursive writing anymore. Pretty soon they won't even teach you how to print. Mm-hmm. There won't be pens and paper and pencils.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be notepads.
And so that's just one more example of how dependent we are on electricity. When I was growing up, there was a store called the Acme, A-C-M-E. And it was a small supermarket. And my mom and I would go to the Acme, and we would buy provisions. We would buy, you know, cans and pasta and bread and flour and, you know, whatever else, meat and so forth. Well, the cashier would have a conveyor belt, and it was typically a lady, and we would put those items that we were purchasing take them out of the cart, put them on the conveyor belt, and she would look at them, and she would read the prices, because the prices were imprinted on a label that was affixed to the top of the item that you were buying. So, you know, there would be a price for every can, the bread, everything. Well, today, I'm convinced that the cashiers don't know what the products are, let alone know what the prices are, because the prices are no longer on the item. The prices are on the shelf, and you'd have to even assume that the products are put in the right spot on the shelf, or the prices are put in the right spot, so you know what the price is for the product that you want to buy. And that's not always the case. So what I'm saying is, the cashier might not even know what the product is, let alone what the price is. So without electricity, there is no way that you can buy whatever it is you want to buy, because they don't know the prices.
That's true. They don't anymore.
Mm-hmm. And that conveyor belt won't move without electricity.
Nope.
The barcode scanner won't be able to scan that item and give the tally, let alone, well, if you had cash.
I say, who has cash anymore?
That's another thing, because we have replaced currency with electronic digits, if you will. So we buy things that are paid for via electronic transfer out of our credit or debit account, right? That's what we do. And the cashier doesn't know what the prices are, and we assume that the barcode reader is scanning the correct barcode and associating that with the right price, and the computer is adding it up properly and multiplying that times the sales tax rate. We assume that all of that's correct. And is it always? Not always. We'll be right back.
This is big! By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guy's giant factory authorized sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high quality Mountain House freeze dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best tasting, longest proven shelf life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Aaron Dakins is with us. And Aaron, you know, you were at the teleseminar at Jimmy's Egg in Springfield, Missouri, and we were talking about veterinary medicine and ditch medicine. And I got to tell you, you were really, really well received. Everybody loved you. Now, Monday's meetup, Monday's meetup at Jimmy's Egg at 4:45 to 8 p.m. in Springfield, Missouri. The restaurant opens at 4:45 just for us. Normally, they close Monday through Friday at 2 in the afternoon. They reopen at 4:45, and USA Prepares takes over the restaurant. I do maybe a half-hour monologue on my take on the news, and then we have one or two or three seminars. Well, this Monday, backed by popular demand, is the Missouri Citizens Militia. And I'm very interested in the Missouri Citizens Militia because they are going to stand up for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. These are just the community members who want to make sure that that we follow the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And we're going to learn more about them. And I'm interested in being in the communications department of the Missouri Citizens Militia. So if you're interested in learning more about it, that's Monday at 4:45, Jimmy's Egg on Battlefield in Springfield, Missouri. Aaron, I was doing some simple arithmetic during the break, and I'm looking at the central time here, 9 to 11, that's 2 hours with USA Prepares. Then at 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, you're on the radio for two more hours, and then from 10 to midnight, you're on two more hours.
I know. It's a long day today. Yeah. It's okay. I'm a little crazy. And I don't even know if I have a guest for the Truth Traveler tonight. I got to see. So anyway, he may be too sick. That's okay. There's lots to talk about.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe someday we should do a broadcast on what it's like behind the microphone. And what, you know, the clock is unforgiving, right? That clock just goes off and it ticks off, you know, to the second, the top of the hour, boom, we're on the air, and there is no safety net. No safety net whatsoever, right?
It doesn't stop for us, that's for sure. It doesn't. It doesn't. You tell it to wait, it doesn't.
Sometimes our instructors show up and sometimes they don't. I remember when I was going on the air with a pretty famous guy. I really love this guy. He's great. And he lives in the West Coast. So he's two time zones away. And I talked to him. I said, okay, so we're on, you know, on this particular day. It was a couple days in advance. And I sent him an email. I said, okay, just reconfirming. Send another email, just reconfirming. Good, got it. We're on. Night before, we're on. Good. So we go on the air, and he's not there.
Mm-hmm.
Two hours later, he calls in. He goes, I'm here. Mm-hmm. The engineer goes, that's great. But you're late. Two hours late.
That's right. It happens. It happens.
Has that happened to you?
Oh, yes. Or I've had people that were out shoveling driveways and fell and were in the hospital for the show. So they just didn't show up because they were in the hospital. I've had tons of stuff like that happen. So you're just like, it's like you're right there, you're going live, you're hearing your bumper music, you're ready for your wonderful board op to connect with the guest, and they can't get an answer. And you're going, oh, crud. Okay. Now what? I didn't prepare anything. So it happens, yeah. And you got to fly by the seat of your pants. Talk about stress, let me tell you.
Well, So let's do a broadcast one day about that, and kind of brings to mind something that happened to one of our instructors. I wanted to be at a conference, a really large broadcasters conference, for 3 days, and I asked John Reagan if he would fill in for me, and he said sure. John Reagan's a really, really good guy. He's on with us every Monday. He's been on with you at the, on the Truth Traveler.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he said sure. And I said, you know, John, there's some things that could go wrong. Like, for example, your instructor might not show up. Uh-huh. Your instructor might get disconnected. Uh-huh. You might get disconnected. You might have a power failure. The internet could go down. A lot of things could happen. And he said, okay. So we talked about it, and he was all prepared for it. And so he was on Monday. During the first hour, he was on with one of our regular guys. Someone who had been on with me before, and so he knew the guy, and so he went through the first segment, and he got disconnected. His instructor got disconnected. And so this is John Reagan's first time, you know, managing the broadcast all by himself.
Trial by fire.
Second segment, I guess, was a little bit better. And at the bottom of the second segment, his instructor said, I got to go. I got to make some phone calls. See you. Bye.
You're just like, okay, then.
So I was in Las Vegas at the time at this convention. I'm listening to part of this. I'm thinking, oh, man, poor John Reagan. It's like, what could be worse than this on your very first solo broadcast, right?
You're lucky he didn't quit radio.
Well, he came back and he said, well, there's three of us in the studio. There's me and there's Smith. And his Wesson.
There you go.
And he did it. You know, he could have just said, "That's it, I'm out of here. Good night."
Yep.
But he didn't. He's right. He stayed with it. So maybe we should talk about, you know, what it's like and some of the amusing things that have happened that we can laugh about now, but. Before he went on the air.
I got a good one for people, too, when we do this show. An email.
Okay.
You email potential guests a lot.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I got a good one.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever laughed so hard in my entire life. Once we figured out what was going on, it was hysterical. There's just weird quirks that happen. People don't understand what it's like to do this. No clue.
Well, I said to John before he went on the air, you know, days before, I said... hey, John, you know, we're probably going to laugh about this, you know, when we're 75 and we're sitting out in the veranda and we're, you know, just reminiscing about, you know, the good old days and you know, what happened. I didn't expect it to all happen.
One day. Yeah. I know.
It all happened. And then his second day was a breeze, and his third day was a breeze because... you know, his third day was with Dr. Shealy, and he and Dr. Shealy are buddies, and they know each other, and, you know, he's seen Dr. Shealy a lot. So they had, it was a great broadcast. But I got to tell you, you know, being on the air live for the first time and having everything go wrong, everything. I don't think there was anything that could have gone wrong that didn't. Well, he could have lost power, but then, you know, he wouldn't have to worry about it. But other than that, everything that could have gone wrong did, and that's what we kind of prepare for. That's kind of who we are. As at USA Prepares, we teach people to you can't give up. You just can't give up. You have to continue. You have to do the best you can, and with what you've got, and make the best of it. Because as we go further down this road, as we spiral down, as society collapses further and further. As we have more challenges, weather challenges, chem spraying, and so forth, as it gets worse, we're going to have to become more and more creative, think more and more outside the box, and do more with less to survive. Otherwise, we won't. And that's kind of what we teach here at USA Prepares. And I know that's the kind of thing that you teach on the Truth Travel. You talk about those things as well.
Mm-hmm.
So this afternoon on the Bunker Files at 2:00 to 4:00 when you and I broadcast together, just once, we just do it one day, which is Fridays. We spend 2 hours together. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know yet. I'll let you know
that,
about 2 minutes till.
Okay. I promised that we would talk about veterinary medicine during this broadcast. Maybe we should move it to this afternoon.
I don't have enough time now. But anyway, we can do that.
Why don't we do that? And let's just talk about some of the things that you mentioned. So, for example, when a small animal is dehydrated, you've taught us what to do about it and how to recognize the symptoms. And if you just have a few supplies, you might be able to save that cat's life or that dog's life, right?
Or that human's life, yes.
And that's the natural extension of that. So we'll be talking about... ditch medicine this afternoon from 2:00 to 4:00 Central. I'll post on the website how you can listen to us, and you can even download the podcast of that. Then right after that, I'm going to boogie. I'm going to
Go give your speech.
Well, yeah, my 60 seconds of why I should be considered as a director for Laclede Electric Cooperative. You know, out here in the country, it's a little different. And I've seen guys get up on stage, you know, before a group of Republicans, for example. There'll be an event where there'll be maybe 300 Republicans listening to guys making speeches on at the front of the, wherever it might be, an outdoor arrangement at a park or something. And they'll say, well, you know, I've lived here all my life. My daddy, my granddaddy was born over there, right there on the corner, You know, Doc Jones, he was there for my daddy and my granddaddy, and I'd appreciate your vote. Thank you very much.
That's it, right there. Mm-hmm.
and so I'm looking at this Laclede Electric Cooperative magazine with all of our pictures on it, and it seems that some of our qualifications are that we've been customers.
Customers. You know, you use electricity. That's a good one.
We've been customers. I mean, it says here, I've been a customer of Laclede Electric Cooperative for 9 years. And I've been in the service territory for 9 years. Now, my qualifications are nowhere near those of Ms. Rohrer, who has been in the service territory for 30 years. 30 years. She blows my doors off. And then the guy to her left has been here for 54 years. Now, how am I going to compete with someone who's been using electricity for 54 years?
Good luck with
that. In this community. How is that possible? I don't stand a chance. And below him, there's a guy 74 years. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death. But I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. option. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
Turn it up. What are today's hot?
Watch it. You've got your...
Take my... When you go... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Aaron, I was thinking about sharing some of the statistics about electricity on this broadcast. Here in Missouri, if you look at the state of Missouri, 70% of Missouri homes have two or more televisions. Some have five or more. Five or more televisions. How's that possible? What would a person do with five or more televisions?
Well, you know, I hate to admit this.
What,
back
what
in the
is
day,
worth watching?
Well, I don't know. But, you know, when we had all these kids living here, they did have TVs back in the day. So I can see that. Now we have two, so we're good.
Well,
I don't watch it hardly, so I don't care.
Well, okay, let's go. Okay, well, I don't watch it at all. I mean, I can't imagine 20 minutes or more of commercials programming me to buy whatever it is they want me to buy. I guess I would need some kind of medicine to sleep, another kind of medicine to wake up, a special kind of sneaker.
No, the best one, the best one.
More medicines, right? Isn't that what I would need?
Vinny, the best one anymore. That just mortifies me, but it shows where our society has gone and where it's headed, is the Trojan vibrator commercials during prime time. Now, I never thought I would see that in my lifetime, but there it is. I'm just glad my dad didn't see it, because I would be mortified to be sitting in the room with my dad when that came on TV. It's bad enough with your kids.
I'll tell you what, I would be calling that network immediately. I remember when I first started broadcasting, my very first day on KWTO, I was in the studio, segment number one, commercial comes on, and it's for erectile dysfunction.
I love it. How about quit and taking statin drugs and you won't have that problem?
To break. Is this a... Well, here's what happened. I took my headphones off. We went into a break, and I started stomping around the studio. It's like, who the heck approved this on my show? I was outraged. And so I went to the front office, and I said, what are you guys doing? What is this nonsense on my show? And they said, who are you? Are you the new guy? You just got here.
Yeah.
You just got here. I said, no. We're raising the bar. That's going. And so, by the way, whenever I agree to be on the air, I insert into the agreement that I will have the right to throw overboard any commercial I don't like for whatever reason I don't like. So, for example, if I hear something on that just shows up on this broadcast and it's a product that I don't that I test, you know, after I hear it, I'll say, oh, I don't want to test it, and I'll send it back. If it doesn't work, that commercial is off the air. It does not air on this broadcast, you know, if it doesn't work. So, and that's kind of a sticky subject, because without commercials, we're not on the air. But if the commercials are, you know, I'm not saying that happens on Genesis. I'm just saying that, you know, for example, they had on KWTO, they had, it sounded like a four-year-old reading a commercial about her, you know, her granddad's product. And it was poorly done. And I said, that's going. And the sales manager said to me, yeah, but they're our best advertiser. I said, well, then we're going to raise the bar. I don't mind them selling that particular product, but I do mind the way it's done. It's infantile, it's juvenile, and it hurts my ears. So it's going.
Yeah, there you go.
And that's kind of how I feel about that. Well, 40% of Missouri homes have a digital video recorder. And I guess that's, you know, if you weren't able to watch it right the first time, you can always watch it again and make sure you fully understood, you know, what the commercials, or maybe fast forward through the commercials. But 40% have one of those. I don't have one of those.
I don't.
25% of the homes in Missouri have two or more refrigerators. Now, I don't have a problem with that at all. 45% have a separate freezer.
I have that, too.
90% have central air conditioning.
Nope.
90% have central air conditioning. Not because, I don't believe that's because they want it. I believe it's because we need it. So, without power, without electricity, that digital video recorder won't work, the TVs won't work, the freezer won't work, the two or more refrigerators won't work, and the central air conditioning certainly won't work. Aaron, thanks so much for being with us today. I'll see you at 2.
Thanks for having me. I'll see you at 2. Yep.
and I'll be at the Laclede Electric meeting tonight. Above all, honesty and integrity.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze-Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?